live from the Radisson Resort, Gold Coast, Queensland, Australia. Are you happy to be here? Yeah. Folks, we're broadcasting all over the world, and I need more volume there, Mike. We're broadcasting all over the world, and you are here listening probably on your computer. And but we do have, as you saw, that wild and crazy crowd. Have we been having a good and knowledgeable time? Yeah. All right. And now, folks, we have a show for you that is going to give you the biggest mistake of these ace marketers, the biggest mistake they've ever made online. We've got a question. We're going to ask the same question to every single speaker expert. What is the single biggest mistake you made online, and what did you learn from it? Will that help you any?
Yes.
I imagine. And we also, of course, will give you the outcome of, and it's not over yet, the outcome of the World Internet Challenge. Real simple challenge. A live money-making demonstration. Give me a willing person from the crowd. Loan me a laptop computer with an internet connection. And within 72 hours, that person will have a product, a website, and money in the bank. Plus, a system to go on earning that money over and over again. And I'm not going to tell you how much right now, and I'm not going to tell you who right now, but show of applause. Did we make any money so far? Yeah. Folks, it can be that easy. And indeed, I think we made some spending change, which you're going to love, you're going to love. So why don't we just jump right into the show? We will go with our first speaker. By the way, they are in no particular order, I can promise you that. But our first speaker expert, Mr. Kurt Christensen from the USA. Kurt, what is the biggest single mistake you ever made online? And let us benefit from it. What did you learn from it?
Well, actually, there's two simple mistakes. The first one is not knowing up front the value, long-term value of relationships. To me, you can tell a lot about a business person by how long they've had their current set of business friends. Does that make sense? That's the first one. The second one would be, the money is in the list. As soon as you can build a list, you can make money with that list over and over again on a repeated basis. Obviously, for the attendees, we've talked about that. But for the people on the webcast, the money is in the list. A lot of people put their stock in their products or in their existing customer database, which is fantastic. But you also need an opt-in list of people who have already raised their hand, but for whatever reason have not purchased from you yet. And you need to follow up with them and follow up with them relentlessly. I would say those two things combined together would be the biggest mistakes I didn't realize early on.
Thank you, Kurt Christensen. All right, next speaker expert. All the way from Atlanta, Georgia. He's known as the Internet audio guy, the Internet video guy, and the Internet podcasting guy is now on the scene. Let's welcome Mr. Mike Sturt.
Thank you. My biggest mistake is a whole folder full of big mistakes. So I'll pick out some of the top ones. The first big mistake I made online is not realizing that it's a World Wide Web. When I started getting online, I only thought that I could do business with the people that I were able to meet in my own hometown. And let me tell you something, there is a lot of business in your own hometown. I went out and sold 150 websites within 5 miles of my house and built those websites. The next biggest mistake I didn't understand was leveraging by using the talents and outsourcing business and things that I cared to do everything myself. So I made a huge mistake by not getting the help of other great people and masterminding. The other mistakes were that I didn't learn to apply marketing techniques that I learned at the first seminar, such as I didn't know there was Google AdWords. I didn't know there was pay-per-clicks. I didn't know that I needed to make great headlines. I didn't know that copy made a difference. So I made so many mistakes of not paying attention to all these other great minds. And I would have to say to you out there listening, to you here in the audience, that the one mistake I didn't make was that Monday morning I started implementing something. Thank God I didn't make that mistake. And that's pretty much it.
All right. Mike Stewart. He had a folder full of mistakes, didn't he? I tell you what. Okay, we got another anxious speaker expert. She's known as the Rebel Aussie Businesswoman. She's got everything together. And I'll tell you what, folks, from where you are, if you want to see someone put it together real quick, ask this young lady how to do it. Let's welcome Jenny Armato.
Thank you, Ted. Hello, everyone around the world. Well, I make mistakes every day in my business, and I still make them now. The thing is, though, as you go along, the mistakes can get smaller and smaller if you realize that you're making mistakes. And I think that's the first lesson. But for me, I'm not unlike Mike, and I'm sure we could all write a phone book full of mistakes we've made. But here's some key things that really mattered. The first mistake I made was not automating my business soon enough. I had all of these strategies and all these traffic generation and traffic conversion tactics built into my web businesses, but I was still doing things manually. And so that cost me a lot of money. It was a big mistake to not automate sooner, and it was because of a technology challenge that I didn't do it. And that brings me to the second mistake about outsourcing. I didn't outsource. The next one is nothing to do with internet business at all. It was belief in myself. Belief in my capacity, what I was actually capable of. And if it wasn't for external people, particularly these guys challenging me and believing in me before I believed in myself, I don't know that I would have come as far as I have before I actually realised that I can do this. And if I'd have only realised that sooner, I'd have even better results than I have now. And the third one, again, actually doesn't have anything to do particularly with internet business. But this, to me, is probably the most important thing, and this makes quality of life. And that's why we build these types of businesses, right? Yeah. Remember to reward yourself. Because every day that you do something in your business, you deserve to be rewarded. They might only be small rewards. Sometimes, for us, it's just a walk down the park in the middle of the day. Or sitting down by the beach at peak hour at 5 o'clock in the afternoon and watching the traffic go over the bridge and just remind ourselves how lucky we are to have had the belief to follow through. So automation, belief in yourself and remembering to reward yourself for even the small achievements that you make are mistakes that I think will cost you more money than any technology, tactic, or strategy that you can ever learn if you forget to do these things. But if you do them from starting from right now, you will be on the fast track to success. All the best. Thank you very much.
Thank you, thank you. Very good wisdom from Jenny Armato. And we are here at the World Internet Summit, Australia, 2005, at the Radisson Resort, broadcasting live, Gold Coast, Australia, Gold Coast, Queensland, Australia, and we are glad to be here and glad you are tuned in. We've got some more very, very powerful secrets. Let's invite a young man who's kind of new on the marketing scene, but he's not new to what's happening with making money on the internet, if you consider a few years not new. Let's welcome, from the U.S., Mr. Jason Cox.
My biggest mistake. I'd have to say that the big mistake I made, at least when I was getting started, was that I'd always have this huge project that had to be like gigantic. I'd always like think, you know, AWeber's making all this money. How could I like perfect AWeber and make it a little bit better. I'd always focus on, in other words, how could I make a better product than all the competition? And I lost tons and tons of money developing all these stupid products for a long time because I was focusing on what's the product. But when I finally stopped thinking about that and I started looking at traffic first, where's the easy traffic to hop into? Where's the JV partners that don't have a lot of people nagging them yet? That's when I started seeing the cash.
Jason Cox. Jason Cox. All right, all right. Hey, our next speaker celebrity is a very special person because he happens to be co-host of the World Internet Summit, in addition to being Australia's top ad writer. Let's welcome Brett McFall.
Thank you. Okay, where do I start, folks? Goodness me. One of the biggest mistakes I made was one day when you might have heard of my scrapbooking profits site. Well, I had a company, the CEO of scrapbook.com, email me, and he said, Brett, I love your book. I'd like to promote it to my 400,000 subscribers. And I said, beautiful, that'd be great. So that was via an email. And then he structured a deal, and he said, we're going to send it out. That'd be great. And then I was so excited, I wrote an email to my wife to tell her all about it. And I included some lovey-dovey stuff in there and get a load of this guy. He likes to wants to promote my book. I can't believe it, to all these members. And there's some lovey-dovey stuff again. And then I sent it, but then I realized I didn't hit the forward key, I hit the reply. Yeah. So what I learned from that was, got to make sure you press the right button. Yeah. That's absolutely true, folks, believe me. And as the email's going, I realise, and it's sending like, and I go, holy. And I'm pulling cables, and I'm going, what's the go? Then it was off into the internet, it was gone, it was too late. So I waited for 15 minutes, because I knew he was going to get it straight away. I knew he was in the office, and he sends me back an email, and he goes, well, Brett, I'm glad to know you're excited. And he says, I've done that before too, so it's okay by me, you know. So, that's my first lesson, so don't do that, all right? Here's my other mistake that I made. I made, for one whole year, I built a free newsletter on the internet, a free newsletter, and I built a database around about 1,000 people. And for a full year, I didn't make one single offer. I just kept on giving them really good material, really good information. And I didn't simply ask any of them if they wanted more for 12 months. And then I saw someone or I heard a tape or something, and I sent them an offer and made $3,000 in about 10 minutes. And I realized, hold on, you don't realize the potential that you have with the customers, the credibility that you have. If you build that up, what I was doing was a good thing, right? Building up good credibility. But people wanted more, and I simply wasn't asking them if they wanted it. So if you guys are here, you're on this call, you're listening, and you're going to think of building a list, or maybe you already have a list and you aren't using it, you've got to start getting used to, hey, would you like something else? Can I help you in another way? And it'll only cost X dollars. And that sounds really simple, doesn't it? Really simple. But for a whole year, I missed the point. Don't make that mistake, folks. You could be sitting on a gold mine in just a few months from now, without even realising it. So don't be afraid to step up and do that. What else have I made? Because I've got a whole list. Oh, goodness me. Here's something else I did. I think I'm an idiot. I really am an idiot. I bought 20,000 double opt-in names. Now, that's not too uncommon. Not too uncommon. Which means they were double opt-in, which means they were truly checked out. They wanted some sort of business information. And when I bought them, I sent them an offer straight away. Because, see, I'd made an offer to my list. I thought, oh, all I have to do is go and send an email and I'll make some sales. Would you tend to think that, folks, that perhaps that might work like that? Well, that's what I thought. And then I sent them an offer, and I got reply after reply telling me where to go. It was like offending me for the next half hour. Bang, 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 bang. I got it from six-year-old kids. I got it from nine-year-old guys. You know, all these swear words telling me where to go. And I thought, gee, that offer really worked well to those other 1,000 that I had. What happened? What do you think happened, folks? Look at how quick you gave me back that answer. No relationship. No relationship. So what do you want to learn from that, folks, is build the relationship, right? You're being taught here this weekend to build a list. Very good. But when you have that list, got to build the relationship. How do you do that? Well, you want to start creating trust by giving of yourself, creating, you know, good tips, good information, good advice. Start building up your own voice so people start to trust you. That's the big lesson to learn from that. Okay, how about a fourth mistake? Right, I believe in giving you value. So you want mistakes? I'll give you mistakes. And a lot of people have been coming up to me this weekend. This happens all the time. People come up to me, and even my dad said this to me about 2 weeks ago. He says, Brett, I've got a great idea for a product. And he starts telling me all about it. Now, think about this, folks. Have you ever been in this position? And some of you have come to me this weekend and said, Brett, I've got a great idea for a product. I've got a great idea for a product. Something fundamentally wrong with that, because I made that mistake too. And I tried to think what the market wanted and what I wanted to give them, and the sales just weren't ticking over. You know, dribbling in, but not creating a business. And you want a business, not just some sales. And as I showed my demonstration yesterday, my presentation, when I went and asked the market, I found the market first, the product appeared. Does that make sense to you? Give me a big cheer if that makes sense to you, folks.
Yeah.
Okay. Because that's a really important lesson to learn. Find the customer, not the great product idea, because everyone's got product ideas. Everyone's got them. But not everyone's got a great market. 4 silly mistakes. Don't make them. Learn from them. Thank you.
Thank you, Brett McFaul. Thank you, Brett McFaul. I'll tell you what, folks, this is Ted Siyuba, your host for the call, co-host for the World Internet Summit. And in Australia, we're at the Gold Coast, beautiful, beautiful place. We've been going out and going swimming. Americans, eat your heart out, because I know it's cold back there. Some of you have snow. And right now, it's about 11:15 a.m., and, you know, when I came back here to Australia, I came back to the future. This is for you Americans specifically, because you're in yesterday, and we're in tomorrow. It is 11-some-odd a.m. Sunday morning here, and you're enjoying it on Saturday evening, and we're glad to have you tune in. We got people from all over the world, the UK, the European people. It's 1:15 a.m. And, of course, for those of you who are listening to the archives later, it doesn't matter what time it is, does it? Isn't that the power of the Internet? All right, I'll tell you what. Who wants to know what the latest figures are on the Internet Challenge? We got one more speaker expert, and then we will reveal. And you're going to meet the person who has won that huge sum of money. And our next speaker expert, quite a man. He's got a big business in a lot of ways, scientific marketing. He took a business that he took his marketing principles that he used to revolutionize that business, and by the way, this is only one of his many accomplishments, put it in and shared with other people how to do it, how they were doing it, and he can now tell everybody the whole truth, and that's not the only thing he's done that's taken the Internet by storm. One of the living legends, let's welcome Mr. Stephen Pierce.
This was a easy question, but yet a hard question to answer at the same time. And the reason I say that is because, personally, I've done more things wrong than I've done right when it comes to business. So it was easy in the sense that I could sit up here for hours and tell you countless stories. But it was hard because he wanted to know the biggest mistake. And I have a lot of big mistakes that have been made. But one thing I think everybody should know is that the easiest way to not make a mistake is to not try to do anything. So if you're going to attempt to do something, mistakes are going to be par for the course. So you have to accept those. So in thinking about it, I think for me, because as your business grows, you start to acquire more clients and more customers, you start to have issues. And I think for me, the biggest mistake was not listening to those clients that are on the edge. And what I mean by that are the clients that, there's like two clients that are on the edge. You have the kind that are still with you and they're complaining, and then those that just disappeared without a trace. And my biggest mistake was not listening to those clients that were on the edge, having the tendency to want to just get the testimonials, the things that make you feel good, the things that people were saying that are nice about you. And not the balonios, as I call them, which are the people that have emails to let you know how much your stuff is baloney. You know what I mean? So I had to kind of allow myself to accept the criticism and accept the negative feedback, because it's from those people that you can make greater enhancements to your products and to your services. So I started to embrace the fact that those people that are sitting up there with their complaints, the fact that they're still with me and they want to complain about it is something that I need to appreciate, because they could have easily been a part of a group that completely disappeared. So I then had to decide to go and bribe the people that had left and no longer wanted to do business with us to explain to me why you left and why you stopped buying. Because the people that are still with me can never give me that. They can't give me those answers. So everybody is better for it, because I learned from them what they didn't appreciate, and I pull that in and I enhance the services for those that are still with us and for the clients and customers of the future. So my biggest mistake was not listening to those customers and clients that were on the edge and only wanting to listen to those people that have good things to say. So now it's a part of our process to listen to everybody and not discount what somebody has to say, because I don't particularly agree with it and I don't like it, because I can't give somebody a perspective. That is their perspective, and I have to respect that and ask myself, how might that impact my business? Who else may feel and think the same way that's not saying anything? And how can I take that, and what can I extract from that to improve our products and our services? Maybe they won't come back, but I don't have to lose future clients because I ignored that one. Does everybody understand that? Thank you.
Thank you, Stephen Pierce. Thank you, Stephen Pierce. All right, folks, I'll tell you what. I promised you, and I'm going to keep my promise. We are going to reveal the winner, and we're going to reveal the amazing statistics that happened. I'll tell you what, though. The Internet Challenge, we've done it before. How many people know that?
Yes.
All right. We never know how it's going to turn out. There is no way we can predict that. And I'll tell you right up front, it wouldn't happen the way it's happening without the speakers and experts and the affiliate partners who helped us. Let's give them a big hand. But that demonstrates something that is not a mistake. Something that is right on is make relationships. Go the extra mile for them. And when it's time that you need them to go the extra mile for you, they will do that. They'll be there for you. And certainly they went the extra mile for you, did they not?
They certainly did. And thank you very, very much.
All right, a grateful person indeed. So what did we do? A few years ago, we invited up the very first time we did the Internet Challenge. It was scary. And we got a man named Ken Kinnett out of the U.S., came up to the stage, and in 72 hours, he made $4,737. Now, is that good?
Yes.
He thought so, too, and so did we. The next time, had a lady from San Francisco come up, Daisy K. Big, and she happened to be, when we were doing the drawing, because it's a random drawing, every live attendee gets a ticket and we do a random drawing. She happened to be in the back praying that she would win. She happened to be praying that the challenge would make $10,000, and it made $10,822. I tell you, the power of mind is something. Then, of course, we were in Australia. Great World Internet Summit, Sydney, Australia, 2003. Margaret Berman from The Gap, Queensland, Australia. She comes up. Well, let me give you a little background first. We were staying downtown Sydney, Australia, at the extravagant and costly Merchant Court Hotel. We were paying $250 a night for a room, and that didn't include bottled water. which cost about $6 a bottle. And she is staying at a backpacker's hostel paying $5 a night. She comes up and again sets another World Internet Challenge record. She earns in 72 hours $11,431. Wow. And of course, part of this challenge is not only will you have a product, a website, and money in the bank within 72 hours, you will have a system set up to go on earning that money over and over again for life. There's a secret to that because you've got customers, people who know you, the relationship, a database. So what does she do? Immediately, she says, immediately being about a week later, she says, I should send an offer to my list. I do not know the exact figures because when we create these websites, we give the website, we give the autopilotriches.com account, we give the hosting, and we don't, you know, have access anymore. But I do know that she made somewhere in the neighborhood of an additional $8,000 just that quick or that fast, and I've seen her emailing again, so it's happening, I tell you. Then we had a young black gentleman from the Bronx, New York. Now, I don't know how many people know the Bronx, but it's not Beverly Hills, let's put it that way. And his friends, of course, from the ghetto, were laughing at him. How in the world could you be so stupid to pay $2,500 to go get ripped off at this doggone conference happening? You're a sucker! So, of course, he called back home and said, hey, I've made a new world record. I have made $13,679. Now, who puts a laugh on who on that, huh? Actually, I think this internet marketing really works. What do you think?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, and then our next internet challenge in the UK. Ah, this was nice. Wembley Conference Center. Now, this was a place where it even cost $16 just to park your car. And that's $16 a day. Well, we had some good stuff happening again there because we had a guy who couldn't afford to pay that $16. We had a guy who couldn't afford to stay in the place where we were staying, which was about $180. It wasn't so extravagant, and it was because it was close to Wembley, if you know the neighborhood. But he had found a free parking spot within 5 blocks of the event. And so that's where he had his van parked. And does anybody want to guess where Roy Sadler was sleeping? In his van. A very nice gentleman, a poet, but absolutely rock poor. And his clothes looked like trash, if you don't mind me saying so. You can go up to the website and see that they were not freshly ironed and pressed. A homeless poet, extravagant with emotion. So he did a little poem. We love that. And he earned $18,090 within his first 72 hours. Another World Internet Challenge record. And again, when we turned the website over to him, 8 days, 14 hours, and 7 minutes later, he had actually made slightly over $27,000 U.S. Wow! See, if you think that we can turn off the revenue just because the 72-hour challenge figure goes by, we can't stop it. Now, will that make you upset if we can't stop the revenue when it's time for you to get your website and your 72-hour figure up?
I'd be so upset.
Okay. Everybody knows you're a female. I would like to introduce you formally to the world. Your name is?
I'm Chrissy Wright.
And where are you from, Chrissy?
I'm from Newcastle in Australia. It's a couple of hours north of Sydney.
A couple hours north of Sydney. What state is that in, by the way?
It's in New South Wales.
New South Wales. Okay. And question, what did your friends think when you told them you were coming to the World Internet Summit?
To be truthful, I didn't tell them because I knew what they'd say. They'd say, oh, another one of your money-making schemes.
So you didn't want to hear the criticism either, huh?
No way.
Okay. And what did you think when your number was drawn out of the bottle?
To be truthful, Ted, I actually thought that I was just continuing to say the number in my head and I hadn't realised it had actually come out. And I think I was so flabbergasted that if there were any flies in the room, I would have eaten the whole packet because my chin just dropped to the floor and I was sort of wandering up here dazed. Yeah.
All right. Surely you're not dazed anymore yet.
Oh, no.
Okay. And you, I heard someone tell me last night that you had really been doing some kind of, call it what you want, visualization, projection, praying, whatever you call it, right?
Yeah.
Can you tell us? Yes, please.
Absolutely. I've, over the last 7 months, been working on abundance strategies and tapping into the universal laws of abundance, and have been getting little wonderful signs of that all the way through. And this is just the pinnacle for me because I know that what I put out there has now come back to me.
Very good.
Thank you.
You know, I'm a lot like you. I believe that we create our own universe, and it's the theme of Think and Grow Rich, and
yes.
You definitely think and grow rich this one, right?
Absolutely.
Did you have any kind of specific figure that, you know, you wanted one when you affirmed prosperity, and were you visualizing any certain amount of money?
I definitely was. I was actually visualizing 25,000 Australian dollars.
25,000 Australian
yeah.
dollars?
Yeah. Or more.
Or more.
Must put the plus on the end, otherwise the universe isn't going to give you more.
Okay, and listen, I also would like to compliment you on your very beautiful hairstyle.
Thank you. Courtesy of chemotherapy.
Chemotherapy?
Yes.
Can you tell us?
Yeah, 7 months ago I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And so I've been going through the cancer journey. I finished chemotherapy 5 weeks ago. And here I am, bouncing, alive, and many, many, many more years to come. Thank you. Thank you.
A standing ovation! A standing ovation! You cannot see it on the webcast, but she's got tears in her eyes, and who wouldn't? I'm so grateful that you won, Chrissy. I'm so grateful it was you.
And so am I.
Okay, Chrissy, as of this morning, and by the way, the figures will actually run till 6 p.m. Australian time. That's when we'll do the 72-hour cutoff, so we're not near close. Because it is right now, well, as of 10:30 a.m. Australian time, these are the figures I'm going to read to you. You have, as of 10:30 a.m., 171 sales.
Wow.
You have 101 people out there working to make you money. They are known as affiliates.
Oh, thank you, people.
You have a relationship with a database of 1,059 subscribers.
And I'm looking forward to keeping that relationship.
And I'm going to give you the figure in U.S. dollars first. And tell me, just so that everybody all across the world will understand, you said you were visualizing 25,000 or more Aussie dollars.
That's exactly right.
What is the relationship between, why would you make that distinction rather than Aussie dollars, US dollars, or something like that? What's the difference?
I guess because I live in Australia, I automatically thought Australian dollars. And what I'm learning more and more through internet marketing is that it's really better for me, profit-wise, to think in American dollars. So I'll change that.
You mean then an American dollar has more horsepower? An American dollar is actually bigger and larger than an Aussie dollar.
That's exactly right.
All right, all right. So I tell you what then, let's talk about those bigger dollars. You had a goal, a visualization, a dream, a hope, a projection, a prayer to earn $25,000 Aussie. In U.S. dollars, you have earned $25,097.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, and she turns around and thanks her affiliates who really went to work for her. Yeah. I want to thank you, too. You really did. You made it. 25,000 plus U.S. dollars. Congratulations, Chrissy.
Ka-ching.
So, since you were thinking Australian dollars, let's figure out what did you do in Australian dollars. It does sound more significant. $31,742.
Oh, wow. Oh.
I'm sure glad that you were visualizing 25,000 or more. Okay.
Plus.
Yeah. Now, are you going to share anything with your friends when you get back home and let them know what you did this weekend?
Actually, Jenny just put that into a very succinct word, no. They didn't want to know before, they don't need to know now.
That's very good, very good. Well, listen, again, congratulations on behalf of the staff, management, and the speakers and experts of the World Internet Summit. We really, really are happy you won. And is there anything you'd like to share with people that are listening in, people who are really wanting to know the secrets of how to make money on the Internet? People whose, as in your case, whose lives and fortunes are really tied up with the independence, with the lifestyle, with the income, the freedom that can come in from having an Internet business.
Absolutely. And first of all, I'd like to start by thanking everyone who's been involved in this. I'm very grateful to all of you and to God and to the universe for providing this for me. What I'd also like to say is that I'm really pleased that other people, the affiliates, are going to earn a decent profit out of this for themselves. I really thank you for your hard work and you deserve that. What I'd also like to say is that part of my belief structure is that if I'm blessed like this, I need to give at least 10% of that money back. So I'll be giving some of that money to a charity. But I'd also like to say to those people out there who are interested in freeing up their lives, having more freedom, is to, number one, if there's an opportunity, grab it as fast as you can and then work out whether it's good or not. The other thing I'd like to say is get as much information as you can from incredible experts like these people here, who continually are successful using the same strategies over and over and over again, and model them. That's where you'll make your money.
Thank you, Chrissy Wright, star of the show. Congratulations. $25,097 U.S. All right, I'll tell you what. We're back into the speaker lineup asking the question, what was your single, and by the way, of course, it isn't only single, if some of them are, and rightfully so, are saying more than one, said I had so many. What is your single largest mistake you ever made online, and what did you learn from it? Now, I'd like to introduce a very amazing man, came as an immigrant from Shanghai, China, slept on newspapers for 6 months trying to get it together, worked 18 hours a day trying to survive, made it. He's one of the most distinguished Australian businessmen here now. His programs have taken the Internet by storm. He's one of the biggest, fastest growing eBay hosters, website hosters. Sometimes I can't think when I'm nervous. Let's welcome co-host of the World Internet Summit, Mr. Tom Hua.
Thank you. Hello, everyone from all over the world. Now, that question is, what is the biggest mistake I have ever made online? Let me share this with you. From the beginning, when I started trying to build some internet business, I thought, okay, internet is great. this is phenomenal. It's incredible. It's amazing. Look at out there. The founder of Yahoo.com and Amazon.com, Dell.com. Internet made lots of billionaires. And I wanted to be one of them. So I tried. I tried very hard to make the biggest flower distribution network on the internet, the biggest dating website, everything I could think that could make me overnight billionaire. I spent lots, lots of time, lots, lots of money. Did it work? No. What I learned from it and what I like to share with you is that nothing is wrong to have an ultimate goal. Nothing is wrong to be ambitious. You can dream to become the President of the United States. You can even dream to become the richest man in the world. But remember, 1,000 miles journey start with single step. Only until then, I taught myself, miracle cannot happen to everybody. What you can do to achieve your goal, long-term goal, is that you need to break down your long-term goal into practical steps. So my advice would be that put up your website, your very first website on the internet. Make that single sale. No matter what it is, no matter how small it is, start with it. Make it happen in a small way. Then you can see that you have an entire world for you to explore. Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you, Tom Hua. Thank you, Tom Hua. Okay, our next speaker expert is a man that, I tell you what, I know him as one of the greatest salesmen in the world. And I know we've all read and studied Tom Hopkins and Zig Ziglar and et cetera, et cetera. But when it comes right down to it, it's performance. And I saw this guy one time do something that I've never seen anybody in my life do. And that is, he sold over 100% of the people that attended a call. Over 100%. How do you do that? He was so good that some of those people were calling their friends and saying, you got to get his product. And he knows about the internet lifestyle. Of course, with those kind of ratios, he can make money. He's from Australia, living and enjoying Thailand. Let's welcome Mr. David Kavanaugh.
Thank you. Ted asked me for the biggest mistake I've ever made. Jeez. I've got about six I want to tell you. First of all, I think the biggest mistake I made is not realizing my own potential. Does anyone agree with that with themselves? I was a guy sitting on the lounge at Mudgerabar, as I said to you earlier, and for the speakers on this call, in Queensland, emailing Stephen Pearce, talking to Armin Morin, talking to Jenny Amato and all the guys up here. And yet, now I've got people emailing me. I think to myself, I wrote down a few things. I'm the only speaker standing here today that, apart from living in Thailand now, lives on the Gold Coast and gets sent to teach Americans and English people, and I'm an Aussie. So I'm proud of that. I think the main thing, as I said, is your own potential. Not believing in yourself. Not thinking that, oh, you can do it. Because all the people up here, as I said, I'm not a guru, I'm David Kavanaugh. I'm just a guy that's made it with the help of a lot of other people. I've implemented what I've learnt. Second thing I'd say, I developed a product, number one position, search engines, relying on Google and Overture and everything like that to always stay the same. You cannot change or you cannot make other people do exactly what you want to do. So make sure when you're doing something in any marketing or online, you're relying on yourself. Because if someone else lets you down, what's it make you look like? Third thing, you need a system in place to take names, addresses, phone numbers, and as Stephen said, build a list. Kurt told you, build a list. You need something in place to take that. You need something to take money. You need something to be able to follow up your customers. And what did everyone say? Build a relationship from that list and follow them up and follow them up and follow them up, okay? My other fault or my other mistake was getting a lot of customers because I can sell ice to Eskimos and combs to the Eskimos to comb their hair even if they're bald like Brett McFall. But the bottom line is, I can sell anything to anyone at any time, but if I don't back them up with good quality support, what have I now got? Whinging people who don't like me, who bag me on internet forums. The next thing I'd say, so back up your clients and really support them at 100%, 200%. Next thing I'd say, when I said forums, don't listen to people in forums unless they've got qualified, good advice and good results. Because I listen to people like that sometimes, and yet it's very good reading forums. It's very good listening to things on the internet. But have they got the results to be able to substantiate what they're writing? A lot of people say, don't pay $2,000 to go to a seminar. It's not worth it. Do you people here today honestly believe that you got $20,000 and more out of this? That's dedicated to the people on the forums. Next thing I'd say to you folks, I had, that's probably my last thing, but I've got millions more I can tell you in the corridor if you want. I screwed up more times than I suppose anyone. As Stephen said, you make more mistakes. I don't call a mistake, it's a learning experience that you can just go on and just keep going. I think really the last one which I wrote here, I had so many ideas, my brain never stops. Marlon Sanders said to me last night he wants to change the headline on my website to David Kavanagh, The Pitch Never Ends. Am I right, Marlon? Okay, what I said there, I had too many ideas and not enough focus. What's the use of having a million ideas in your head and not implementing or going through and following through with one of them? Get one idea, focus on it like a laser beam, and go through and break through that idea, build it into a product, make people happy, and then, as Armin Morin said to me in Sydney when I developed my software, I said, what am I going to do for version 2? He said, make a hell of a lot of money out of version 1 first. So concentrate on one thing, do it properly, get loyal customers and build a good relationship, then move on and do something else. They're my mistakes.
Thank you, David Kavanagh. Thank you, David Kavanagh. Okay, hey, our next speaker expert is an amazing young man. He figured out real early, again, college age, how to make money. You know, there's two parts about it. They say that, perspiration and inspiration is how you do a product or a money or a program, whatever it is. And this guy figured out a secret real early on that nobody wants to do any work. And so he had the inspiration that, hey, if I put some perspiration in it, I can work with and profit from anybody in the world, profit from the reputations that they spent years building, profit from their database, and get a lot of good publicity on my own. A guy very intelligent from Singapore, now living in Bangkok, Thailand. Let's welcome Mr. Johan Mok.
Alright guys, I'm going to share with you something that's practical and doesn't really deal with your psyche, because you guys are going to take that first step into that whole internet marketing world, and I'm pretty sure that you're going to commit some of the mistakes that I've made, and when I corrected these mistakes, it made me much more money, so I hope you pay close attention to what I have to share with you. Now, the first mistake that I made when I was marketing online was trying to market via email, or I was trying to sell people through email itself. Now, until I made the distinction that email was my delivery mechanism, and until I made the distinction that the link in the email itself was my sales mechanism, I lost a lot of money. All right? Most people try to sell within an email itself. That's wrong. Don't sell in the email itself. What you should do is strive for the click-through to the link that's in the email and get the web page to sell them, right? So you don't have to say much. All you have to do is make sure you get the click-through. So, for example, everything has to point to the click-through. I use very interesting subject lines like first name, blood from a stone, and that grabs people's attention because I'm in internet marketing, and they know I'm connected to internet marketing, but what has blood from a stone got to do with internet marketing? So they'll be inclined to open the email, and when they read it, I tease them into clicking on the link. And so therefore, they get transported to the sales page, which then converts them into a customer. So the key mistake here is not to sell them in the email, because they just might be turned off, and if they don't click, you lose the sale. So that's the first mistake I have to share with you, to strive for the click-through and not to try to sell in the email. Now, the second mistake that I made was trying to pitch too much through my emails. And because you guys are hungry for cash, that's something that you'll be tempted to do, to just pitch. And you don't see yourself as an information facilitator. You don't see yourself as a content provider. You have done nothing for your subscribers. So that's the second thing I think you should take note of. I think you have to stagger good content with a pitch now and then. But if you can hold out like bread for 12 months, that's how you get the kind of incredible response that shoots through the roof. So that's the second thing I have to share. And the last thing I have to share, I think, is something that people don't really talk about, but is to keep your subscribers on their toes. And what I mean by that is, you guys are fans of WWF? Anyone? You like entertainment? Right, so it's the same thing with internet marketing. And if you keep communicating with your subscribers on a very boring basis, like it's just email, people are going to get bored. And, you know, they're not going to be interested in what you have to say. So you have to take advantage of the technology that's out there, people like what Mike is doing, and you have to entertain them with different content, with different delivery mechanisms of your message. For instance, you could send an audio postcard, and the next week you send a video postcard, and then the next week you send them to your blog, and then the next week you send them an audio ebook, and then the next week you send them to a special report on a PDF, and the next week you send them to a web page itself. You know, you stagger the media, the kind of messages that you're delivering. And, you know, people get entertained by this stuff. You know, they never know what's coming next. And that helps keep you on the forefront of internet marketing technology as well. So I think these three things that I've shared has helped improve my business a lot. And I think it'll do the same for you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Johan Mark. All right, I'll tell you what, our next speaker expert, and we are looking for people like this who attend the World Internet Summit, came to the World Internet Summit in Sydney last year and did not know internet marketing at all. Now, he did have some business success. He did have a profession going, specifically copywriting. But the internet, I mean, he didn't even know what an affiliate was, you know, and certainly didn't know what an order form was, as in how do you make it work. But he had a magic ingredient, folks, that I see as the biggest single ingredient in anybody's success. And that was the determination from that point forward to put it together, to make it happen. And I happen to know that in a recent month, putting it together, in a recent month, he made $22,000 plus. Is that correct?
Correct, Ted.
And I'll tell you what, you can't live on $22,000 in a single month, but it's a good start. Now you know why he's on stage, sharing how it can be done, how it can be put together. Let's welcome, from Australia, Mr. Trevor Crook.
Thanks, Ted. G'day, everybody out there in the world. My biggest mistake was procrastination and fear about the internet, not getting online in the first place. It's the biggest mistake I have ever made in my life. It's cost me several hundred thousand dollars, I'd say. Now, in this room here, have you really procrastinated about the internet? Put your hand up. About, what, third, quarter? Okay. That mistake, and then the biggest mistake after that was putting up a website that was absolute crap. Okay? It was an embarrassment to me, and I still leave it up today to remind myself and kick myself in the backside, and I don't actually tell anybody that domain name. Okay? I don't hand my business cards out now. Yeah, Brett does. Because of that absolute shocker. What I learned from that was actually taking the decision, as Ted said, and getting off my bum and going to the same event in Australia last year and being absolutely stubborn and pig-headed enough to make this work, drive traffic, build a website, understand the importance of my list, my opt-ins, and as we've said several times, build the relationship, build your trust. And recently, the biggest thing that has made me, or made my sales go up, is emailing to my list on a more regular basis. Not making offer after offer, giving good content. Now, everybody in this room, everybody that's listening online, go back into the archives of all the previous teleseminars. There are absolute nuggets of pure, pure gold. I heard Marlon Sanders when he had the initial conversation in Marlon Sanders' 5-minute speech, kicked myself in the bum so hard, I put up a sales letter. Well, I didn't, because my web guy did, Dwayne. I can't do that sort of garbage. And it made $6,328 US for two emails and about half an hour's work. That's what you can do. If I can do it, it's not a cliche, you can do the bloody thing too. Thank you.
Thank you, Trevor Crook. Thank you, Trevor Crook. Okay, hey, our next celebrity has got a copywriting background also. Now, you know, you might say, why do you have so many copywriters at the World Internet Summit? Well, we've got 13 experts here. Let me tell you this secret. Every single one of them is, in fact, a copywriter. Now, they don't all hire out. They don't all help other people build their business. But copywriting is a very crucial skill. And this man, well, let me ask you, folks here at the World Internet Summit, did this man teach you anything about copywriting and making money? Yeah. Right. And he also happens to be co-host of the World Internet Summit in the UK. Let's welcome ex-hairdresser, Alan Forrest Smith.
G'day, Australia!
G'day.
One of the biggest mistakes I made is probably one of the biggest, most common things I find with clients. I spent over a year creating a website and an ebook and just expected it to sell. The year spent doing the website was a year wasted on detail. Things aren't quite right. The detail's not quite perfect. I want the graphics right. I want the logo right. I want the way to look right. But was it going to sell the product? Well, the simple answer was no, because it took over a year to sell the first ebook. And the second mistake I made with that project was that I just expected that when the website was up live, that people would find this website and buy the ebook. And really, what I soon discovered was that, one, if you're not technically minded, which I'm not, you pay someone else to do it. And you can have it done really, really quick, really, really cheap. And the second thing I discovered was that you don't write an ebook because you think it's a great idea. You find out what people want first, and when you discover that, you write the book. And that was probably the two biggest mistakes I made initially, because there's so much time wasted, but there was a lot being learned in the process. So, other mistakes I made, there's been loads of mistakes really. Another mistake is not being proactive enough in managing the clients or the list within the website. So in other words, you've got your website up, it's running, you've got your ebook in, it's going, but just still waiting for something to happen. So if the one thing you can learn from that is, one, if you're not technically minded, pay someone else to do the job. If you're opening a high street business, I've spent over 50,000 UK pounds opening a high street business. Then I hear people say to me, well, $20 for a domain name, do you think it's worth it? Yeah? Then you get people saying to you, well, this guy wants $400 to put the website up. It's just outrageous, really. So what you need to do is you need to formulate your plan, make sure you're chasing the correct market, you make sure the market wants what you're going to sell, and then the main focus for you should be to concentrate and focus on the marketing. It's the marketing that sells a product. Even if it's not polished, if it's not fully finished, if it's not 100% right, it's the marketing that pushes the product. So those are the things that I made were mistakes. If I'd got to grips with those things a lot quicker, I probably would have made a lot more money a lot faster. So I hope you can learn from them, and I hope you can apply them to your own online business. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan Forrest Smith. Thank you. Now, other than the tall genius down here, have we got every single speaker? Is there anybody we have not got? Okay, good, good. We don't want to cheat anybody. Okay, our next celebrity is indeed an internet marketing celebrity. He was one of the very first marketers on the internet. He had new breakthrough discoveries. He invented the two-page website, known as a mini website, something that can make money. At least he takes credit for inventing it, by the way. He wrote one of the first books that everybody, one of the first e-books that everybody in internet marketing today knows about. In fact, Brett McFaul, ace copywriter, still has it in his bookcase where he writes his copy. Let's welcome the living legend to the stage, Mr. Marlon Sanders!
Somewhere in the world, there's a person much like you. They decided to weave a rug. They had some books there at the table. They weaved slowly, and they had to work at every little piece, and they just kept messing up, and there was a mistake here, and this wasn't right, and this was sticking up over here, and it's just a bloody mess. There was a knock on the door. This person went and answered the door. This old man, his hair was gray. He had the lines of age across his forehead. He had a walker, and he walked slow, and he was humped over. Couldn't any longer stand up like the younger ones could. It took him 10 minutes to get over to that table where the person was working on that rug. Slowly he sat down. His hands shook. He said, "Here, let me show you." He just took it. Slowly, he started to weave that tapestry. And that little piece, he weaved around that. And those little blips and those little mistakes that we all make, he weaved around those. He was a master weaver. And when he was done, it was the most incredible, gorgeous tapestry, and every one of those little single mistakes were now part of the most amazing, incredible design. Because he was a master weaver, and what the person thought was a mistake actually became part of the incredible design. Your life is a tapestry. You're the master weaver. What you learn and what you know allows you to realize there are no mistakes. There's only learning. And in the big picture, your life is a master design. You're here. It's all beautiful. There are no mistakes. There's only learning. There's only a design. One day, you'll be back here, sitting at this table. There'll be somebody next to you, and they'll be like, "I don't know about this, and I messed this up, and I didn't do that right." And you'll say, "Hey, here, just let me show you." And all of you have inside of you that beautiful tapestry. And all of you have the potential to be so much greater than you ever dreamed. That you are, you all are, the master weavers.
A standing ovation! Thank you, Marlon Sanders. Thank you. All right. The next celebrity, last one in lineup, is Ted Siyuba. And, you know, I thought about this one real hard, and I thought about not doing it because it is my greatest mistake. And I do, and I will now have to make a public apology to the people that I perpetrated this mistake on. So it was hard for me, and Australia, I apologize. My biggest single marketing mistake was after last year's World Internet Summit. We had a tremendous summit. People's lives were changed. They knew we delivered the goods. I mean, they were at the World Internet Summit. They knew what was happening. And so one of my marketing friends back in the States says, "Hey, I got this great product." I said, "Yeah, what is it?" And he described it and everything. I said, "Well, send me the sales letter and I'll look at it." Well, actually more like, "What's the link and I'll look at it?" You know how that is. And I looked at it and I read that sales letter and I read that web page and I was in awe. I said, "This product will make these folks some money." I said, "This, all the work has been done. And go through an affiliates and they'll be making some money. Everybody needs a good product." And I was amazed. I said, "Great. I will offer it to the Australian crowd in our database." And I apologize because that was the worst thing I ever did. Because guess what? We sold about $48,000 worth, and I thought that was good. But I quickly found out that the product was not good. See, I had taken the letter. I read the letter and did not evaluate the product. I just went off of what the promises said, what my friends were, and gave back $44,000 of that. And rightly so, I just couldn't track down the last $4,000. The product did not deliver, and I found out real quick. And, you know, at first, of course, I didn't know. I said, "What's going on?" So I said, "Yeah, that was bad. That was bad. So please don't ever get sold on a letter or a web page and think you've got the whole picture, because it doesn't have to happen. And Australia, I apologize for that." So that was mine. Thank you, Ted Siyuba. Okay. Hey, we've got a little update. What is it? Hey, thanks, Tom. Thanks for giving that to me. Hey, Chrissy, you might be interested in this. Look what Tom, he just went and checked the figures on the Internet Challenge. Now, what have you been doing for the last hour? Tell me.
Sitting amongst a bunch of incredible people with an amazing amount of knowledge, learning things, and basically just sitting on my backside.
Sitting on your backside, sitting on your bum, working hard, yeah. Eating it all up. Golly, during the last hour while you've been doing that, you've picked up an additional 12 orders. You've picked up an additional 26 subscribers and customers. You've picked up an additional, now this is in dollars U.S., an additional $1,427.
Wow.
And since you tend to think in Australian dollars, tell me if you're happy about $1,805.
Oh, wow.
Let's give her a hand.
Thank you.
Chrissy Wright. All right, I'll tell you what. Speakers and experts, every one of you, would like to thank you very much for your meaningful contributions and for being willing to share those mistakes that we can benefit from. Give them a hand. And folks, none of this would happen. I mean, we got a bunch of ego-driven people up here. But none of it would happen if it wasn't for you. You in the audience, and you who want to learn more about internet marketing, who want the freedom, the lifestyle that this can represent. So let's give you on the line and you in the room a great big hand. All right, goodbye from the Radisson Resort, live, the Gold Coast, Australia, World Internet Summit Australia 2005. Folks, let's celebrate!